Hello, everyone, and welcome to America Under the Microscope, advanced episode. Hi, Lulu.
Hi, James. We're going to continue to talk about winter sports, yay?
Yay. So I want to start off this episode by talking about some stereotypes we have about people who do these winter sports, specifically skiing and snowboarding.
Okay.
Now, the first one comes up. I want to go over the first one because this term comes up in a lot of movies or TV shows you might watch where the characters go off to the mountains to go skiing and snowboarding. And it's a term called a snow bunny.
A snow bunny. Last episode, you said that's bunny slope is for beginners.
Yeah. Snow bunny has nothing to do with beginners.
Okay.
We use the term bunny to describe attractive females.
Oh, okay, like the bunny girls.
Like Playboy Bunny, yeah. So a snow bunny would be an attractive woman who skis and snowboards and usually wearing very designer or name brand equipment.
Are we talking about the kind of people who are not really there for the sports but just to take selfies and post on their Instagram?
It can be that, but it's mostly just emphasizing the attractive female part. They can be the ones that actually are taking part of the event, but it also could be just there. Hey, look, I'm skiing. Selfie.
But does that not mean that they're not good at skiing? They can't be experts, right? They're mostly just beginners.
Well, if we describe it, a woman as a snow bunny, it would most likely be that they're not advanced skiers.
Mm.
No, it's not necessarily a positive stereotype.
No, I've heard beach bunnies. Is it
yeah,
the
you
same,
can also
same
call,
sort of thing?
Yeah, beach bunnies. Mm. Yeah.
Now, okay. That doesn't sound very sexist, by the way.
It is. Because we don't really have them. You can't, there's no male equivalent. Because we wouldn't say like snow bro or anything like that.
That sounds strange.
Then we also have stereotypes about snowboarders.
Snowboarders are seen as daredevils, maybe?
Kind of, yeah. Like we would call them an extreme sport junkie.
So they get off.
They get off on the adrenaline of like doing these things on their snowboard. That's why if you watch a lot of videos online of snowboarders, it's always like the people doing the jumps and the spinning and all the other...
The kind of really showy techniques.
Yeah, and you get the stereotype if you watch films and TV, like they like to party, they like to get drunk.
It's kind of like jocks, aren't they? They're like the extreme jocks.
I wouldn't call them extreme jocks. They're also more likely the ones to also kind of just dye their hair bleach blonde and...
They want to stand out.
Yeah.
Ah, so it's like craving attention. At least that's the stereotype.
Right.
For those of you who actually do snowboard, that's not necessarily about you.
No. Again, these are stereotypes. These are not... I know lots of snowboarders, and they don't fit the stereotype at all.
The only time I snowboarded was on computer. Computer game.
And then you get to skiing. What comes to mind most is like middle-class parents with their children.
Usually not the expert, the diamond slope, perhaps not. It's just like the beginner slope and then the whole family.
Yeah, you're doing it together with your family. Your kids are there. Your wife, your husband are there. You're all having a good time. And this stereotype you get because this is what the resorts advertise. What you see in the advertisement commercials or posters are, you know, the extreme snowboarder and the family skiing.
I suppose they make more money from the family because there are more people there.
And they probably make more money from the snowboarders because they're the ones who are going to go back repeated visits during the winter.
Okay.
But again, there are extreme skiers and there are family snowboarders. So it's really, the stereotypes don't really match what is reality, but this is what you would see in movies and television a lot.
But about families, do they make it like a regular thing or is it more like once a year?
For a lot of families, if they do this, it's going to definitely be like a once a year treat. Because
still quite expensive.
It is an expensive thing. And unless you live really close, it's going to be like a weekend holiday. You're going to drive there. You're going to stay the night. You're going to ski during the day. In the evening, you'll have meal. And
it all adds up, yeah. Really. So now let's talk about the dangers. Because some of the winter sports, they look really dangerous. So what are the dangers?
Well, let's talk about the mountain sports. The first danger is avalanches.
Avalanches. This is when the snow on a mountain, they kind of like fall down, isn't it?
Pretty much. And they do happen. Now, in general, they do have avalanche warnings. Because avalanches happen most likely is when it snowed, then it warmed up a little bit, and then it froze again. So you have a weak layer in the snow. and then it'll heat up some more and just will come down the mountain.
Based on my years of watching movies and TV, doesn't avalanche happen when someone made a, like a, for example, clapped really loudly? Oh. It doesn't really happen like that.
You'd have to do something like that. But it can happen by skiing on it. So the weight and the movement can add enough pressure to cause it to go down.
Is that life-threatening, avalanche?
Very. Because if you're stuck in it, you're going with the snow. There's no way to get out. You just have to ride it out and hopefully you make it through. The other more common problem, though, is collisions.
So you colliding into other skiers.
That happens fairly regularly, but you also can collide into trees.
Oh.
Trees are a bad one because while the slope itself is usually cleared, the sides are not. So if you lose control or you're not very good, it's easy to slide off, not paying attention, and run into a tree. And this is the cause of many bruises, broken bones, and occasionally death.
With all these danger, do they not have, for example, when you go swimming or go to the beach, you have a lifeguard. Do they not have the equivalent of lifeguard?
Well, there are rescues, but it's not as easy because you might be halfway up the slope. So what would happen is usually someone would have to contact the office down at the bottom or the top. They'll usually use a snowmobile to get down to you, put you on a sled and get you off the...
It'll take time.
It will take time, yeah.
Do they have emergency facilities on site usually?
Basic first aid, they'll call in Life Flight, a helicopter, to take you to the nearest hospital.
Talking about all these danger and collisions reminds me that Beijing is going to host 2022 Winter Olympics.
It is.
And some of these winter sports in Winter Olympics, they look...
Awesome.
They look awesome, but they also look a bit strange to me. For example, I don't really know what they're called, neither in English nor in Chinese. You know, the ones where you basically get just someone sitting on a... or lying on a board. They're lying down, and then they just like...
The sledding events.
They're called sledding events.
Yeah, basically ice rockets.
Yeah, they look really fast.
They are extremely fast.
They look very dangerous.
They go 100 plus kilometers per hour in some of the turns.
Wow.
Yeah, there's three of those. There's bobsled, where the team is sitting in a sled going down. There's luge, where you're lying on top of the sled, feet first.
Oh, that's the one I'm talking about, luge. Yeah, I've seen some accidents with that, fatal accidents.
Yeah, and then there's really skeleton, where you go down head first.
Oof. And that is actually called skeleton.
It's called skeleton.
Interesting.
Honestly, I think they're really fun to watch. They're really interesting to watch because it's so fast. But yeah, they're incredibly dangerous. And there's a movie called Cool Runnings, and they have a joke about it. When you do bobsledding, your bones don't break. They shatter.
Ooh. And you just said it's really fun to watch, but you wouldn't want to participate in anyways.
Oh, God, no.
That's not really for just ordinary people, not
you
for amateurs. You got
to train to do that. You cannot just, hey, I'm going to go bobsledding today. No, no.
That you will never return if you say that.
It's incredibly difficult, incredibly dangerous.
Because they look like it's just... You're lying on a board. It almost looks like there's no skill required, but I'm sure it's like they're controlling
the board. Well, you have to, because if you don't control on those turns, you can shoot off the actual track and land. Well, who knows where you'd land? You can also turn too much and flip over, and if you're doing those, you'll be landing on your head.
So traditionally, for Winter Olympics, the strong countries, I would say they're all like... very high up in the north, like North American or Northern
European. The strong countries would be like Northern European countries, Norway, Finland, Sweden.
Not Canadian?
Oh, Canada, US, all these countries usually are fairly good at these sports.
Yeah, I can't really imagine tropical countries winning these races.
Well, Jamaica has a bobsled team.
Jamaica?
Mm-hmm.
Where would they go to train? They probably still go to places like Canada.
Well, they most definitely have to go to Canada or the US to train, but Jamaica has a bobsled team.
I remember actually talking about these winter sports. Actually, there's something related to that. Curling.
Ah, yes. That is one that almost anybody can try because it's just...
has no danger in it.
Well, you can fall, but you're going to fall and get back up. It's like, ow. Yeah, you're sliding the stones are pretty hefty, but you are sliding them on ice to try to hit a target. It's like a game we call shuffleboard.
It's like shuffleboard on ice, really.
On ice. It is what the game is.
Yeah. And I still remember one of the classes that I had before. They were all professional athletes. And one of them was the captain of a curling team, of the Chinese curling team. It was really fun hearing her stories. Okay, since you were saying that these games are fun, are you going to actually go to the 22 Winter Olympics to actually watch some of these?
Oh, yeah. If I'm in the city, absolutely. There are a lot of events I'd want to go watch. I'd go to watch the bobsledding. I would watch hockey. I would watch a lot of the events because I find a lot of the winter sport events to be more fun to watch than the summer sports.
Okay, you really kind of got me interested in winter sports. Maybe I should go online and find more of those videos. Okay, so on that note, I think we're going to wrap up. We've said a lot about winter sports, and a lot of these words are very specific. So if you're interested, do your research and also subscribe to our public account on WeChat, 露露的英文小酒馆, and then you will see the full script. Leave us a comment in the comment section about some of the 2022 winter games that you would like to watch. We'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.